In oneness of spirit, we know the wonder of creation born of the tone. How extraordinary to know the quality of that originating sound and to express it in our living. Perhaps one of the purest forms of tonal expression is the art form described as music. In the words of Plato, music gives soul to the universe, wings to the mind, flight to the imagination, and charm and gaiety to life and to everything. I want to take you on a journey, a musical journey that is magical and profound. I'll be playing a number of musical selections that for me are deep, mysterious, and touch the heart. These pieces have a tonal quality that is heavenly, expansive, and perhaps reminds us from whence we come. Let's embark from a place of calm and internal poise. And with ears wide open to spirit, we'll venture forth into realms of musical experience that are transcendent, divine, and that truly touch the soul. So without further ado, let's begin our journey. Thank you. The first piece that we listened to was a composition by Franz Liszt entitled Benediction de Dieu dans la solitude, translated as The Blessing of God in Solitude, performed by pianist Zhang Yongxin. Following that, we heard the piece The Lord's Prayer by Ukrainian composer Valentin Silvestrov and performed by the Latvian Radio Choir. And in the background, we have pianist Igor Levit playing the Bill Evans composition, Peace, Peace. Here's a quote from Aldous Huxley from his collection of essays entitled Music at Night, published in 1931. After silence, that which comes nearest to expressing the inexpressible is music. He goes on to say, when the inexpressible had to be expressed, Shakespeare laid down his pen and called for music. And if the music should also fail, well, there was always silence to fall back on, for always, always, and everywhere, the rest is silence. End of quote. Silence from a spiritual perspective is the tone, that pervasive, invisible, silent force back of what is animating everything everywhere. In other words, it's the music behind the music.
Each other to make together in harmony. Surrendering to the mystery. This is the sound of voices three. This is the sound of voices three. This is the sound of all of us. Singing with love and the will to trust. Leave the rest behind, it'll turn to dust. This is the sound of this is the sound of one voice. One people, one voice. A song for every one of us. This is the sound of
yeah.
Started off listening to a song entitled One Voice, beautifully sung by the Canadian contemporary folk trio, the Waylon Jennies. The harmony of their three voices blends so perfectly. Indeed, singing together as one voice. I think from their perspective, this goes way beyond just the three of them. It's a call for harmonious, unified function on the part of the larger body. We then heard Aretha Franklin singing the gospel tune, Precious Memories, from her all-time best-selling gospel album, Amazing Grace. The album was recorded live at the New Temple Missionary Baptist Church in the Watts neighborhood of Los Angeles back in 1972, and it superbly captures the spontaneity, passion, and power that music can bring in the service of devotion to spirit. And in the background, we're listening to a sonatina by Johann Sebastian Bach entitled Gottes Zeit ist die allerbeste Zeit, translated as God's time is the very best time. Bach, probably wrote more sacred and devotional music than pretty much any composer ever. And in his words, where there is devotional music, God with his grace is always present. Leonard Bernstein once said, "In the olden days, everybody sang. You were expected to sing as well as talk. It was a mark of a cultured person to sing." End of quote. Well, culture aside, we each are filled with music. Music just waiting to come out and be given voice. How exhilarating to sing a joyous song. I think this really comes through in the next selection, Holy, 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 composed by John Backus Dykes and performed by the choir of Jesus College, Cambridge. Feel free to make a joyful noise yourself and sing along. The human voice is truly a remarkable instrument. I think there is nothing as stirring as listening to singers whose voices are absolutely pure with flawless tonal accuracy. It only requires a few voices of such tonal quality to completely bathe a hall with exquisite sound, no amplification required. Close your eyes and listen to Voces 8, a UK choral ensemble of 8 extraordinary voices perform this selection, the Pie Jesu movement of Fauré's Requiem. Today is December 22nd, 2019, and it's the winter solstice here in the Northern Hemisphere. As we experience the shortest day of the year, how glorious to ponder the splendor of creation, the precision of planetary motion, of galactic and cosmic choreography. How extraordinary to deeply know that we are all part of the music playing on the grandest of scales, the music of the spheres.
Thank you.
musical journey is now coming to an end. It was a pleasure to have you along as travel companions. I thought a fitting way to conclude our journey would be to play a much-loved song that is so very characteristic of this time of the year. I'm pretty sure that you'll recognize it, and it's performed by the choral ensemble Seraphic Fire. Best wishes for a lovely holiday season.